And welcome to another edition of BizTalk this morning. We're glad to have you along this morning. My name is Tony Bush. I'm in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Welcome to the program today. I hope we have a little bit better weather and everybody's all cleaned up and straightened up out there after the last storms.
Right. Our guest this morning is there are two ladies here from Daily Details Concierge. Kristen Sirk and Cindy Wenzicki are the founders and the current owners of Daily Details Concierge. They put a partnership together in June of 2012. And we're going to hear their story this morning about how they started the business, and their business is growing, and they have a couple of employees. It's a pretty exciting story, so stay tuned. And if you have any questions for Cindy or Kristen on how they started the company or some of the challenges they had to overcome, I would invite you to call in and ask your questions. But first, we'd like to tell you about the local SCORE chapter here in Appleton, the Fox City SCORE chapter, which is headquartered in the Chamber Building in the downtown Chamber Building downtown. I just said that twice.
Yes, you did.
I wanted them to get it.
125 North Superior Street, if you're really looking for us.
There you go. And our email address is foxcities.score.org. You can learn more about the SCORE chapter at that website. And SCORE's purpose is to offer free mentoring services to those who are looking to either start a business or grow a business. And we have about 35 mentors in our chapter. We service any county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have disciplines in accounting, marketing, yep, IT, HR, banking, cash flow, strategic planning. So if you're thinking of starting a business, or if you have a business and you're looking to grow your business or improve the profitability, please consider contacting SCORE at scorefoxcities.com, .org, scorefoxcities.org.
Very good.
To make an appointment and set up a schedule, a mentoring session with one of our experienced mentors. In addition to the SCORE services we offer for mentoring, we do also provide some seminars for folks to attend. Randy, tell us about the seminars that are coming up.
Okay, fine, Tony. We've got two seminars coming up right now. The first one is an absolute must-attend seminar for anybody who has either been in business for a while or who are thinking of starting their business, and that is a program on cash flow and banking relationships. It is what you need to know as far as how to handle your cash, because that's the lifeblood of your business. And we're going to have a top-notch speaker on that. It's going to be Mr. Tony Bush, who will be doing that. The program is coming up on September the 4th. It is going to be from 8:30 in the morning until about noon. The 8:30 to 9 o'clock will be registration. 9 o'clock the program starts. Mm-hmm. It will be held at 125 North Superior Street, which is the chamber office. It'll be in the lower area, so just come in. We will take registrations at the door, but we would prefer if you give us registration, again, online at foxcities.score.org. In addition to that, we're also going to be doing a program.
The cost on that was
$25, right. Which, you know, for this kind of a three-hour program is well worth it.
Yep.
Okay, the second program we got coming up will be on September the 19th, and that is the first part of our five-part program called Simple Steps. The first part is the basics. It's pretty much for anybody, again, who is thinking about starting a business, who wants to know what it takes, what kind of things you have to put together, all of the different parts and pieces of your business plan, and how it all works together for you. That program is going to be at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop, downtown Appleton, right on College Avenue. It'll be from 8 a.m. until about 12:30 in the afternoon. We'll include coffee, breakfast, and lunch for a $25 cost. So, you're invited to attend that. Then we will follow that up with four additional sessions. Each one will be on specific topics to help you grow and build your business. All four of them are going to be on Wednesday evenings. They are on October the 2nd, 9th, 16th and 23rd. They will be held at the chamber office again, and you can register for all four of those online if you wish to. By the way, you can also come out to our BizTalk website as well, and there is a link directly from that to do that as well.
Now, those four extra topics, those are what type of entity should I be?
Correct. The first one
LLP, LLC, right. Sole proprietorship. What are right. the complications or benefits of any of those?
Right. We'll be having an accountant talk about why you go into what you go into. Yes, the second portion of it's going to be on marketing. Mm-hmm. Part of that will be the old-fashioned simple questions about what should I have for price, product, right. place, and promotion. But we will also be talking about how to use the Internet and how to use social media as a marketing tool. Then after that, the fourth section is going to be on your financial documents, what's involved.
The old balance sheet, the income right. statement right. of cash flow.
And again, we will have Mary Lou Vandehei, our current chapter chair for SCORE, do that. She is a CPA, very qualified in the material information for you, and well worth it. Plus, there is a template that you receive right. on a CD that has all of the necessary forms, how to fill them out, ratios, things you need to know to run your business smoothly. And then the last segment will be on where do I find the money. We'll be talking about traditional formats as far as regular lending, SBA lending, and that type of thing, mm-hmm. but also some of the non-traditional forms right. as far as equity financing and things like crowdfunding and all that kind of good
stuff. And each one of those sessions is $25 a person.
That's correct, $25 yep. each. So, again, go out to our main website. That would be foxcities.score.org. Register, and we'll get you all set and ready to go.
Sounds great, Randy. Thanks. I'd also like to say thank you to the sponsors who help bring the program to you each weekend. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Hailing CPAs, Epiphany Law, the business law boutique on the north side of Appleton. Our newest sponsor is Tuss House, computer science, storage, data storage, systems design. And we also want to thank eBiz Results, located in Oshkosh, who actually built the BizTalkWithScore.com website for the BizTalk program and helps us maintain that every week and month and day. And they're the ones we go to for help. We need a question answered. And then also thanks to Business News, Jerry Mader, and Larry Desch. If you're not subscribed to the Business News and you're in business, you really should be. For $20 a year, every 2 weeks you'll receive some very good information about what's going on in Northeast Wisconsin in the business community that will be helpful to you. So with that, we're going to take our first quick break. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll meet the ladies who own Daily Details Concierge. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
If I were a rich man, yabba dibba 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 dum, all day long I biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I would have to burn.
So that's a good song.
That'll get us there. Yeah, we hope to get all of you to be wealthy out there.
Yeah, there you go. And enjoy getting there.
You bet.
Just a quick reminder, SCORE does work with the Better Business Bureau, and we have a little message we want to pass along. There's a scam alert out there, and these scams never end, but the Better Business Bureau sent this out. The scams work where people call you up and ask if you're interested in a grant for your funding of your business, and it sounds really good and very attractive, but oftentimes the folks who respond to these things end up losing some money. So here are some tips on how to avoid being scammed by government grant programs. Don't give out your bank account information to anyone you don't know. Don't pay any money for a free government grant. I really don't know of any government grants. Lookalikes aren't the real thing. Take control of the calls that you receive, and if you do have some of these calls, file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission. And you can visit BBB Scam Stopper for more information on this from the Better Business Bureau. So we just wanted to remind you to be careful about the scam alerts out there. A lot of people are trying to give money away to get your money. Well, we want to introduce our ladies this morning from Daily Details Concierge, Cindy Wanzicki and Kristen Sirk. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about your business and about yourselves and how you got started.
We started in June of 2012, and our whole thought behind the process was we are busy people and we just would like some more help with our daily activities and daily life so that we could enjoy being with our family more and doing other things than running errands and everything after work and on our lunch hours. So we started the Daily Details Concierge, and right now we are the markets leader in providing the gift of time in the area. We offer precious gifts by completing any type of errands for clients. So anything legal and ethical we will do for a client. You can call in or call us and ask for any kind of general errand from grocery shopping, delivery, post office, FedEx, pickups, anything like that. We do special occasion gift assistance, so that helps a lot of husbands finding anniversary and birthday gifts for their wives. We actually do personalized cards, invitations, announcements. We help with weddings, setup, takedown. We do pet services, important date reminders. So if you have certain holidays that you want to remember, birthdays, anniversaries, anything that with special dates, paying a bill, we can send you a reminder on that. Business services, so if your business needs somebody just at the last minute, needs somebody to come in and help at your business, we can usually send one of us over there and help you with your business for that day. Wedding and party assistance, decorating, setting up, taking down, the same day assistance. So if you're at work and you're like, oh, I have a big party going on, I need help cleaning the house, I need help setting up, you can call us last minute and we can go over and help. With that, we do a lot of organizing, so organization of kitchen, garages, basements, bedrooms, closets, decluttering, moving arrangements, so we can help you with packing and unpacking and just everything and anything that's legal and ethical we can help you with.
You're hired.
tell me something. How did you come across an idea like this? For people, and obviously you're talking about not just people who are homebound or something like this, but for just the general public. Where did you come up with this idea?
We just started brainstorming. We work really well together, and we knew that we have a lot to offer a lot of people. We just started brainstorming of an idea that we would enjoy doing and that we'd be able to help other people with. Mm-hmm. We came across the idea of an errand service, and they're actually around in bigger cities. They're just kind of new to the Fox Valley.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you basically realized, boy, this—if someone could help me out with my time, well, maybe we could offer this for other people as well. And that's pretty much what sparked it. And you started when?
June of 2012, and okay. We're doing really well with it. It's definitely a newer concept, so it's getting the word out there that we're available and mm-hmm. that there is help out there. Just being a busy mom and working full time, it's just how do you get everything done in a day?
Right.
And fathers too, they're doing the same thing. Everybody's just so busy now, so we're just trying to figure out a way to help other people out. And this is definitely something that people are really enjoying. We've only gotten good comments back from everybody that we've worked with so far.
And you've already have two employees.
Yes, we have two employees.
In addition to you two ladies?
Yes. Yeah. Yep, we started, I think, a month and a half ago with two new employees. They work part-time for us, and they are just great employees, and it's just going really well with the business so far.
Well, that's really great. We're going to take another quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue our discussion with you on Daily Details Concierge. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
You never give me your money. Give me your funny paper, and in the middle of negotiations, you break.
This great music gets us going. It gets us going this morning. We're going to be talking about money. We're talking this morning with Cindy and Kristen of Daily Details Concierge. They started their company in June of 2012, and we're learning this morning how they put their business plan together and what they went through to form their company. And tell us, ladies, we found out that we just can't start a company all by ourselves. We need help to do that. And share with us how you explored and what you found and what got you here today.
Okay. We started kind of just talking about it in the beginning. And then if you set a date, I think it's a big important thing. Kristen and I just said, okay, we don't know what we're doing. We're just going to go ahead and get started. And we set a date of when we're opening doors. Mm-hmm. So that means once you say, okay, we're starting June of 2012, because you'll keep pushing it back because you don't know anything in the beginning. So keep pushing it back to figure things out. So once we set our date of 2012, of June, then we started working on it. We figured out we needed a name, we needed a logo. We had to look where we can get help from, so we looked up Wisconsin, tried to find different places, and then SCORE was one of our biggest things that were going to mentor us to help us start our business. And then we started with our business plan and just a basic one that we did out of a book. And then we realized, okay, we need a little bit more help. We need to get our name out there. So we did take some EC classes at the Fox Valley Technical College.
Very good program.
Yeah. Yeah, and they helped us perfect our business plan so that we can bring it to lenders, so that we can find out where we want to go. Because you don't think of the future. They make you push yourself out for about 5 years trying to think of where you're going to be, what you want to do. So I think those are the biggest things that helped us was the SCORE program and the Fox Valley Tech College. Was great.
Okay. I like the idea that you put a deadline out there. I always tell my clients there's a who and a what and a when that has to be accounted for. Who's going to do what and when is going to get done, because that creates accountability. And you can always push a deadline back if you have to, but it forces everybody to work together to get a plan arrived, developed and put together by a certain deadline.
Now, the two of you obviously are different in your skills and so on. How do you work together? What type of, assignment of labor? You take over, Cindy, or you take over. How do you do that?
We kind of discuss everything as we go together. We both give different input to the business, so we value each other's different opinions. So really, Cindy is working full-time for Daily Details, so she's more hands-on at the job sites with the employees, and where I am, I do more of the behind the scenes, more of the paperwork, more of the invoicing, emailing, that sort of thing.
Do you have this actually as part of your business plan, the division of labor, or does it just seem to work out at this point?
It just kind of works out that way.
Okay.
We did divide it out in certain aspects, but now we're falling into it more with employees and different aspects of it, so we have to revise already, even though we just finished our business plan.
I'd like to give out the phone numbers quickly if anyone would like to call in with a question. You can call us at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton on a TDS Metricom toll-free line, you can call us at 1-866-887-1150. Ladies, what was the most challenging aspect of starting your business and getting you to where you are today? Probably the business plan or trying to find resources?
I think resources.
That's the hardest thing. Yeah, trying to find someone to help answer your questions.
Yeah, and not because it's not available, because as you're starting, we just don't know it's available.
Right.
So I think that was the biggest thing, like knowing where to go, what to do. And that's where, you know, the SCORE program was nice. And then the Fox Valley Tech College, they bring in so many people for you to meet. Mm-hmm. And they all tell you their story of how they started their business. And then you're thinking, oh, maybe there's something else we can change. Maybe we could do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's so many different resources out there, but you just don't know about them.
Really broadens your perspective, doesn't it?
It does. Mm-hmm.
What the potential is for your business.
Right.
Yeah. Now, have you had to secure financing yet? So you talked about a business plan and maybe going to the bank. Have you gone to the bank yet, or is that still something you need to do depending on how your business grows?
We started with just a checking account and a credit card because we do have to purchase things in advance for people,
sure,
and then they have to reimburse. So we did that. And everything with our business is pretty low cost. So we have a basement office at my house, and the rest of it is just as we go. Kristen and I just put money into the business, and now we're getting to the point where maybe we want some rental space so that people can come and meet us before they hire us, and just a central location for our employees and us to meet. So we're thinking, you know, that eventually we're going to go to the bank and get a loan, because we are growing so fast that it would just be nice to have something stable behind us just in case.
Mm-hmm. And as you grow, have you put together a marketing plan? How do you want to market your business? How do you let people know what's going on?
That's also a work in progress. It's kind of learning as we go, because this is a new business to the Fox Valley. So we're really learning how to target our customers and let people know that we're available. As we grow, obviously we'll do more advertising. Right now it's just basically our website. We're on Facebook. We are on Craigslist, and those are the majority of our advertising and marketing at the moment.
Okay. Well, but you're getting out and getting referrals from your current customers and so on. That's your primary goal?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. You know, as far as the growth, how has that been going? How have things been going for you?
It's exceeding our expectations. We are actually far
more ahead. We've exceeded our business plan expectations. Like, we never dreamed that we'd be at this point already.
Great. Okay.
That's really good news. We have a caller on the line. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. I have a question for the ladies. What a neat idea they have going.
Yes.
I thought that they mentioned something about pet services, if they want to address that.
Sure.
Okay, fine.
Thanks, Judy.
Thank you, Judy. Yes, we do offer pet services. So we offer walking during the day, letting in and out your pets if you're on vacation or if you're just, you know, need somebody to do it while you're at work, vet appointments, and then yard cleanup also. It's not our favorite job, but we do offer it.
Especially now.
All of our employees do have to work with us on that one also, so we do ask them that. But sure. We also, one of our ladies was in the pet services before, you know, at a veterinary clinic, so she actually can do shots for diabetes and stuff also.
Wow.
You know, so just so you know that it's not just the couple things, but we do offer all pet services.
Okay.
Well, thanks for that call, Judy. Appreciate it. In terms of the scheduling, how do you schedule projects when people call in and I got to have it right now, or maybe you can do this for me next Tuesday? You scheduling on computers, and how do you handle that?
Yeah, we do have a we have Google software, and we actually schedule everybody because there's four of us working. We do have to schedule it all out. So we do have four of us on the schedules at all times. We're open 24/7, so you can call us last minute and just call us. You know, sometimes you have an emergency in the middle of the night and you need somebody to come over there and help with something. We can do that. If you are running to the hospital quick and you forgot something at home that you needed, you can call us. We can pick it up for you and bring it to the hospital for you. So there's just so many different things that we offer. And scheduling, you know, we do it right on the spot. We'll schedule if you need something, or we'll schedule it out for you. Some people like to schedule in advance for, I need it this weekend for wedding planning, or I need this. You know, we will do whatever works in your schedule.
Cindy, how do people reach you?
They can reach us at my phone number, and Kristen's phone number is 920-540-7501 and 920-428-4208.
Sorry. Let's start that one over.
920-428-4208. Or you can reach us. We have dailydetailsconcierge@gmail.com. Or we have our website, and you can contact us through there also at www.dailydetailsconcierge.com.
Well, that's great, because I think there are a lot of people listening who are going to be considering, should I use these services? Because there are times in our lives when we have to have something like that. We don't always have control over the things that are going to happen in our lives. What's it like to have employees?
It's great.
I know you've got great staff.
We do.
It adds a new dimension to the company. They have employees withholding taxes and all that
Yes.
sort of thing.
It's scary.
That was a whole new learning experience as well. We had to figure out to make sure we had everything in line as far as the taxes go and the withholding goes and the legalities. So, again, kind of we had to figure out what our resources were, who we could ask and trust to give us reliable information.
Mm-hmm.
And having the employees is great. We have two great employees that will do anything and everything for us. So we learned, you know, good and bad experiences working in the work field before. And we know that treating your employees is like the most important thing available out there for you. So to keep your business running smoothly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we you know, think about it as being a local service, but you were saying off air a little bit that you guys actually do help people outside of the area. How does that work?
We have had a few clients outside of Wisconsin. They've contacted us. They found us on Craigslist, so they've emailed for services, either picking up an item and taking it to a shipper, UPS or FedEx, and shipping it to the client that's out of state. We did have a client who her daughter happened to be in the area over her 18th birthday. So mom wanted to have the daughter have a great experience for her 18th birthday. So we brought her balloons, her favorite food, flowers, and a little gift basket to daughter while she was working at the EAA last year.
Smooth. Would you rank that as probably the most unusual thing you've had to do, or have you had anything that you can talk about that would be really been an unusual request?
That was probably the most exciting, just because the daughter had no idea it was going to happen, and just seeing how excited she was that, you know, her mom was out of state and that she still came through for her like that.
That's wonderful. Okay.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the business plan, you had put together a business plan, and it's very important. Randy and I are big proponents and advocates for business plans. and business owners need to be very honest in putting a business plan together. How often do you review the business plan? Because a lot of people put it together, get the loan or put the business, get it going, and then they put the plan away and they never look at it again.
Yeah.
How about you ladies? How do you treat your business plan?
It's really, really important, which we didn't realize. You know, so a year ago when we started the business, we had a small business plan, but then taking the EC classes, I mean, we just took that 2 months ago and already we need to update it because we have the employees. Now we're, you know, going into a different direction. I mean, in the future, we want to open up in different areas also. So we do, you know, right now we are Fox Valley, we do the Oshkosh, we do the Green Bay area. Hopefully soon we'll be opening up in Spread Eagle, Florence County, Wisconsin, with a location because they have a lot of cabins and, you know, lake homes there, and we can access that area. So we're hoping to open it up all over. So we have to keep on the business plan constantly. Everything changes on a daily basis pretty much. So that's the hard part, is always going back to update it. But we realize now how important it is to have a business plan.
One of the things I noticed too in speaking with both of you is that as Randy asked about how do you work with each other, you're always keeping each other informed. So there's good bench depth there. If something comes up and they can't reach Cindy, they can call Kristen, but Kristen would know about that issue because you have a good communication line between you. And I'm sure you included the employees in that as well.
Yes, having a partnership. Kristen wouldn't have started this business without me, and I wouldn't have started without her. But together, it's just amazing how, I mean, some people say partnership, and maybe, you know, you never know, because we keep getting told that it changes. But, I mean, the hardest part is usually in the first couple of years just getting started. And, I mean, it's just great because we bounce ideas off each other all the time, and we're pretty honest with each other. If one's not liking something, we'll change it, you know, because we want to both be happy with everything.
That's so important. To be in good communication and then act on it.
Yes.
It's critical.
I was just very quickly going through your website here and noticed that you rely on something that people should be very aware of, and that is that you have some testimonials from your clients. Where did you come up with that idea?
It's always important to know, you know, what everybody's at or what or where we are with everybody. So we send out a questionnaire after our services to make sure that we exceed your expectations, because that's what we're always striving for. So we want your honest opinion. So people are sending us back usually their testimonials of what they thought of our services. Our website right now is definitely being changed, so we have a lot more testimonials. Those were just in the beginning. So hopefully with the new website, you'll actually see a lot more testimonials on there from all of our clients.
Okay, and you want to give us that website again? Kristen?
Sure. It's www.dailydetailsconcierge.com.
Okay.
Ladies, in terms of working together and getting resources like the EC program and SCORE, you also really need to have a good partnership with an accountant and an attorney. And how are you doing in that area?
Well, we found out about our accountant through word of mouth. It's hard to just jump into a relationship with an attorney or an accountant just by their name or looking them up. So we really value, like, word of mouth. We were asking friends and family who they use, and we found a great accountant. We're currently looking for a great attorney. That's something that we are working on. We like to meet with them, see how the relationship is, how we feel working with that person, if they would be a good fit for us. If not, we thank them for the opportunity to have met them, but we need to find the right fit for us.
Couldn't be said any better. I mean, that's exactly what we try to advise clients in the SCORE chapter, is when you're going to pick an attorney and an accountant and a banker and a marketing person, insurance person, not only do you look at the cost of those services to your company, but you look for that connection, the relationship, the trust. Are they really interested in your company? That's what you really, really want to get out of those advisors.
Right. And again, like you said, to get to know them, one of the things we always explain to people, and I'm glad to hear you use the technique, is to ask people who are in business. They're going to be your best source of information. I think it's easier to make, you know, watch other people's mistakes than to make them all yourself. But
One more time, I'd like to give the phone numbers out, 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. Ladies, you've been in business now a little over a year, and you've got a great launch. You're being successful. You already have two employees, and you're expanding to northern Wisconsin, having out-of-state clients already calling in for services. Where do you see the company in 5 years? Do you have a vision yet? you know, like you have a target? It sounds like you're pretty specific about what you want to do and when you want to get there.
Well, we started out dreaming big. We expect greatness of ourselves, and we just know that this is a successful business to be in. So in 5 years, we're definitely going to be covering the whole state of Wisconsin, if not more. Add in more employees, of course, and keep growing.
Maybe expanding some services, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You just never know where things are going to go. When you start a business with a certain vision and you're in it for a year or two and then other opportunities surface you never thought of, and that can take you in a different area.
We kind of started that way, too. You know, we had our ideas, but then we kind of, you know, steered off to the side a little bit. We have a very good commercial client. We're doing at TuneIn Properties. We work with the actual apartment complexes, and we actually help them clean and stuff. So it's really nice because we have a commercial client behind us. They love the work we do, and, you know, it's just – as we keep going, we just keep learning different ventures for us, which that's why it's nice. That's why we tell everybody legal and ethical, because your idea is so much different than what we would think. Oh, we're going to come and do this. You know, we cleaned curio or cabinets for people. You know, we just do so many different things, and people need help with different things. So it just works for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned you have a commercial client. Do the services you perceive offering commercial clients differ from those you'd offer consumer clients?
No, I mean, we would still do the same exact thing. You know, it's just on a bigger, broader horizon. You know, so much more we do for this commercial client because they have such a big need for us. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas more of an independent person is just going to need, you know, smaller services, but the same type services, cleaning, organizing, different things like
maybe
that.
Maybe the commercial client offers more consistent need
yes.
for your service as well, where the consumer might be more random.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's great. We're going to take our last break right now. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. And we're back with the final segment this morning on Biz Talk. We're talking this morning with Kristen Cirk and Cindy Wenzicki, the owners of Daily Details Concierge. We're listening to how they started the business in June of 2012, and they provide services in Wisconsin, the Fox Valley area. They're growing into northern Wisconsin. It's been a great conversation. Randy, you wanted to open up with a question.
Yeah, I noticed that, you know, talking to you, that there, again, there's an excitement and an enthusiasm that you guys have. Being entrepreneurs, if I could just ask each of you to kind of give me an idea about the thing that you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur, because obviously you seem to enjoy it.
So. It's just exciting. There's a lot of the unknowns, but finding the answers and finding the right path for you is just exciting. You learn a lot about yourself. In a partnership, it's fun to bounce ideas off of each other. You're doing things for yourself to help other people, so it's really rewarding.
Okay.
And I love it because I'm home with my kids when I need to be. So I can schedule, you know, the employees. I can schedule around, you know, things that I never could be at before working. So it's just nice. I actually went to my kids' swimming lessons this year. So it's just amazing to me to be able to be there.
That's important.
It is very important.
I mean, I'm sitting
on the computer late at night working business, but hey, I'm there during the day if I need to be. So
do you feel like, do you feel like this is work?
Not at all. this is fun.
A lot of entrepreneurs really feel like what they do is no longer work.
Yes.
They're setting the schedule. They're delivering the service.
Mm-hmm.
They're satisfying, meeting the needs of their clients.
Yes, that is so true. It is.
And that's really motivating. Tell us again how we can reach you. Where can folks reach you?
They can call us on either of our cell phones, 920-540-7501 or 920-428-4208. You can contact us at dailydetailsconcierge@gmail.com or through our website, www.dailydetailsconcierge.com. And in case you're wondering how to spell concierge, because it is kind of a different word, that would be CONCIERGE.
Right. Okay. A lot of hotels have concierge service, and this is a takeoff on a name and so on. Tell us again, summarize what you do, what are some of the things that you do for clients, but what are some of the things that you won't do? I mean, you were talking about fixing a garbage disposal, and you surprised me, said we can do that too.
Yes.
So it's,
if we can't do it, we will find the best person to help you with it. So we'll contract out for it. Almost everything, even like with yard cleanup right now, I even put that on Facebook because I can run a chainsaw just like a man. So, so we can do anything. So we can go and help with yard cleanup, you know. So it's not, you know, what we can't do. We can do pretty much everything. The only thing that we can't do is drive somebody in our vehicle just for insurance purposes.
Right.
But we can sit with you in a cab to bring you to the hospital and sit with you on the way back home because we did have to do that with one of our clients because they didn't have anybody to bring them to the hospital for their problem that they needed help with, and they had to have somebody there. So just that's the only thing we can't do. Everything else, we'll find a way to do it for you.
And which raises another question. When people are in business, they really do need to explore the insurance coverages that they need. How did you arrive at what you need? Did you talk to an insurance agent or meet with someone, and you had some discussions about the services you should have?
Yeah, we met with a few insurance businesses, and since it is kind of a unique service, we really, really had to explain exactly what we are doing because they didn't fully understand it at first. So it was really a lot of communication, explaining exactly what we can do and what we can't do in order to get the correct insurance policy to cover our business.
And we are fully covered to go into people's homes and to do everything that they need us to do for them. Like I said, the only thing we can't do is the driving. So keep that in mind.
You're bonded,
fully insured.
You're bonded, insured, and everything's protected.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you're out there, as far as your clients that you're talking about, I want to clarify something, too, that you're not looking necessarily at the person who's homebound or unable to get out and do things, but you're talking about working for the working person who needs help and that type of thing. How would you describe your client real quickly?
Just the busy person who either has a family or just busy with a lot of other things on their plate. Everyone has a to-do list, so we're willing to help with anything on your to-do list just to generate more time for yourself to do the things that you don't wouldn't otherwise be able to do.
Okay.
We're not going to – I don't think we want to give the rates out on the air unless you want to do that, but they can contact you to get the pricing, right, for these services?
Yes, they can find it on our website that we gave out.
Okay.
And we do offer package pricing, so there is a couple of different discounts that we offer senior citizens. We actually offer 20% off. Are 25% off. So, you know, keep that in mind. We want to, you know, work with everybody. We're not going to discriminate against anything.
Sure. Well, we always invite our guests to leave a biz tip. Would you like to share your biz tip, your pearl of wisdom?
Be careful who you trust with your business. A lot of people are excited or act excited for your business in order to give themselves business. So really be careful who you're working with. Make sure you trust them and understand what you're getting into.
Great tip. Very good tip. Cindy, you have a tip?
No, that's basically the main thing, you know. I mean, just set your date and go for it. You know, everybody wants to start a business, but set your date and just do it. It's so rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really important. Have a timeline. Yeah. Creates accountability.
Yeah, because if you're going to do, I mean, for it to be a goal, it has to have two things. One, it has to be measurable, and two, it has to have a deadline or date. So you've covered both of those very, very well. The other thing that you do very, very well, I noticed, has been selecting your team that have worked with you and being very, very selective, knowing what you were looking for the kind of help you needed. So great job. Congratulations, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Ladies, thank you for being our guest this morning. We enjoyed having you on the show, and best of luck in the future. Continue to grow.
Great.
Thank you.
We want to remind you next week in the audience that Stephen Frankie's our guest, Test of Time Horology. We're going to learn about clocks and things. So if you have an interest in that, tune in next weekend. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.